So the gospel reading is taken from John chapter 17, verses 20 to 26. I ask not only on behalf of these, but also on behalf of those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one. As you, Father, are in me, and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given them, so that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may become completely one, so that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Father, I desire that those also who you have given me may be with me where I am, to see my glory, which you have given me because you loved me before the foundations of the world. Righteous Father, the world does not know you, but I know you. And these know that you have sent me. I made your name known to them, and I will make it known, so that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them. Here ends our gospel reading. I'm never sure what to say at that point. But that was our gospel reading, so thank you God for that. Thank you for Jesus for his words. But you can see that the way John writes is there's a lot of he and me and I in them and them in us, and it gets a little bit confusing. So what we're going to do is we're going to unpack that a little bit with... I need some help, actually. So, I need three helpers. One, two, three. Right, one, two, three. You are the first ones up. So, my first one is going to be... No. Hang on, which way are we looking at? It's this side. So, do you want to come stand here? I think I've got these wrong anyway. Right, you're going to be what? You are going to be over here. You're going to be, don't know. There we go. So stand there with that in front of you. Stand up on the step. There we go. So hopefully you can see. We've got don't know and we've got what. Now, if you turn your bits of paper round. Oh, actually, do you want to come and stand here? And you can be who. There we go. If you turn your bit of paper around, what we have is we have God, yeah? And don't know is actually, turn that round. Now, there we go. What is it? Us. And you see, right at the beginning, God and us people, were together. So come and stand next to each other in the middle. There we go. Hello. They were together. Hello. There we go. Excellent. They were together. So we get the beginning of our story, get Garden of Eden. God's walking in the morning and the evening with mankind. But mankind decides to walk away. So we're going to walk away over here and stand just there. And God's over here. It's not what God wanted. It's what man chose, because God gave him free will. There we go. And there's this big divide between God and mankind. And God goes, actually, I want to do something about that. So what he does is he sends who? Who does he send? Oh, that's quite good. I wasn't planning that at all, because I got them wrong. He sent Jesus. And you see, where God and mankind used to be close together, he then sent Jesus to bridge that gap. But with Jesus and God, they are really close, yeah? They know each other. They know each other very well, Father and Son. So you're going to stand closer together, yeah? Actually, okay. It's almost as if God and Jesus could put their arms around each other, yeah? No, it's not going to happen. It's okay. But you can imagine God and Jesus standing like this, yeah? Not arm in arm, but you know what I mean, you know? And it's God's Son. Whatever Jesus did, he said, when I do stuff, I only do what I see my Father do. So he is walking in God's footsteps. He's doing what he sees God do. So when God restores, when God creates, well, Jesus also restores. Jesus also creates. Yeah. And what we have is we have God and Jesus connected together. Yeah. It's a bit like Now, children, you'll like this one. It's a bit like this.
Yeah.
Here we go. It's like having two people like this. They're joined together, yeah? There is nothing separating them. It's almost as if what one does, the other one has to go and do. Who here has done a three-legged race? Put your hand up if you've ever done a three... Right, you know what I mean. If one person goes one way, you've got to go with them. You haven't really got any choice, right? So God and Jesus are doing the same thing. Jesus is... what's the name we use for Jesus at Christmas? Begins with an E. Oh, go on.
Jesus,
no. Begins with an E? Anyone. It actually means God with us, which is Emmanuel. Yeah, God with us. That's a good... You got it right. It was Jesus. So actually, if I turn this around the other way. Oh, look, that's better. You can see that it's God and Jesus, you see. Never work with youth and children's workers. So God and Jesus together. But you see, what happens is, Jesus says, I only do what I see my Father do. So, Jesus restores, he heals, he does all the stuff that God does. But God has shared that with Jesus. So Jesus does exactly the same as what he saw his Father do, and he shares it with other people. So Jesus comes and shares it with us. Yeah, and that's what we hear in the Gospels, in the Gospels, is how Jesus actually teaches us to walk and live within his power, his way. And what we do is we get this. Yeah? They're all connected together. Us, through Jesus, to God. Yeah? We're connected. It's as if we are all connected. When John says, God is in Jesus and Jesus is in God, and us in him and he in us, this is what he's talking about. He's talking about how we're all connected to God through Jesus. Because you see, right at the beginning, what we had was we had this. We had God and us together. Then we chose to separate, so God sent Jesus to bring us back in. And you know what we're heading towards? We're heading towards, next week is where we celebrate Pentecost. And what happens at that point is Jesus ascended into heaven. Yeah, he's gone back up to heaven. He says, I must go because I'm sending one other who's going to be with you. And that one other is the Holy Spirit. Now you might say, where's the Holy Spirit in this? Yeah? But the Holy Spirit, through Jesus, is actually in this place. Because when we fold them up, what we find is actually God is visible to our world through us, through Jesus, and through the Holy Spirit. Because actually, this thing that is like a concertina person, yeah, actually shows what it's like when we have God living inside of us through the power of Jesus, through him sending the Holy Spirit, that we get to this point. God's in us. We become his hands and his feet, like Jesus was when he did his ministry, where he went and took God. He proclaimed the good news of the kingdom, that God's kingdom was there, was coming. It was in his life. And that's what we're called to do, is to go and do the same. And today, in our Acts reading, what we hear is we hear this in practice. So, just looking at some of the pictures that we've got here. We've got Paul and Silas. That was your sister's. This is Holly's, yeah? And she has drawn, there's no bars on it yet, but she's coloured in Paul and Silas. They are in prison. In some ways, you should say that they're quite sad. Well, they should have been quite sad. They're chained. They've been beaten with rods. They're in prison. Oh, that's not nice. But they're not sad. They're rejoicing. Why? Because they had God in them. They had the Holy Spirit with them. They knew that Jesus had come and overcome everything in this world to bring them back to God. They had nothing to fear because they had God with them. So they praised. And it was out of that praise, it was out of that jubilation, it was out of that celebration that the jailer saw something different. And one of the words of the reading which is the last bit I want to focus on. It says, as you, Father, are in me, and I am in you, may they also be in us. That's what we've just talked about. Why? So that the world may believe that you have sent me. So that the world might believe. That's what it was about. You see, Paul and Silas were living out what we just talked about. They didn't do anything to cause people to actually have to fear. Yeah. Even when the world was shook and the bars opened and the chains fell off, they stayed there because they knew that if they had run away, that jailer would have died because he would have either taken his own life or had his life taken for letting the prisoners go. So they stayed. They sacrificed themselves to stay so that he would know that he was loved. And that's what we see today in the story, is how being God's hands and his feet is what we are called to do. So whether we're looking at Paul or Silas, or whether we're trying to get our heads round the gospel reading, we have God and we have us. And Jesus brings us back to him and makes it so that actually, Jesus, you come and stand up on the step. Thank you. Jesus is going to stand there. What happens is God and us come closer and closer and closer. To the point where what people see is they see God, they don't see us. So that is our gospel reading for today. That is our message for today. Do you think you've got it? You probably. Excellent. Now, children, well, when we go into the next bit of our service, we've got some of these for you to make. Yeah? There's some extra little bits of paper. For the older ones, can you use scissors? Can you use scissors? Yes. Those of you that are old enough to use scissors, Helen will have some scissors for you. Those of you that can't use scissors, please don't. Yeah, we've got ones that are already cut out. But you've either got to write God, Jesus, and me on here. Yeah, it's a little bit smaller, by the way. It's about that big. And you get to take that home as a reminder of what we're doing. And actually, if you fold them just right, you can get them. I nearly ripped his head off. That's not good. If you fold them just right, I folded it the wrong way. You can actually get God and you standing side by side, just like that. Yeah? Because that's what Jesus does. And that's what I want you to take home.